The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We found out a couple of mornings ago that my husband, DJ Automatic, can't even make his own cup of coffee. He is not an independent man. And we really started talking about it. When you're in a relationship, you start becoming codependent on your partner in more ways than one.
I can barely function without Dana at this point.
But honestly, you know what? It's not that I can't function, but I'm so used to being with you all the time. Like, I'm traveling by myself for the first time in a long time. It's starting to really, like, it's scaring me. Does that make sense?
I just realized that if I wasn't with you anymore, my life would drastically change. I mean, I would have to, like, restart. Like, I would have to be, like, go back to adulting again.
Now you live like a child. All right. Are you codependent on your partner? Listen to today's episode. You ever wake up on the wrong side of the bed? Like maybe even on the wrong side of the house. You get your morning going and it's not good. I've got some ways for you to turn that frown upside down. Welcome to Thursday. It's Friday's Eve. That's what we call it here on the Dana Cortez Show. And my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I forgot to start the coffee.
Oh.
Otto and I were already picking at each other. We were already having our little caffeine fix.
This is all yesterday.
Yeah, but let me tell you, I had to look this up to turn it around because I was going to, you were kind of mad at me, and so I was going to pick back, and I was like, no, can't do that. He goes down, he's like, I'll do it. And he doesn't put the lid on, the coffee blows up, there's grains everywhere.
Oh, anyway. I don't ever do the coffee, wow. And Dana has the coffee rigged to like some special way that she likes
anyway,
to do it.
Anyway, and isn't it good?
It is good, but you can't be the only one who can turn on the coffee pot.
Well, that's on you, Automatic. Don't be dumber
you
than
that. You could do it either.
You jump it in a coffee pot. Thank you, Anthony.
No.
Come on, it is you against the coffee pot.
It's a coffee pot, you're right.
And it's an old school
I did make
coffee
the coffee. But the lid doesn't fit because she broke the old coffee pot. So she had to buy an aftermarket coffee
the
pot.
The lid fits fine every other day.
You got it rigged somehow and I couldn't get it on. And then the coffee started going everywhere and then I just threw it away.
Automatic, though, you need to be an independent man, dude. This is what I'm pulling from the story, honestly, though, as I'm worried for you that you're not
you
able to make coffee in your own castle.
Two dudes, one studio. Y'all need to talk about independent men.
Well, so it gets worse.
Oh, what happened, dude?
So this is why her and I were going at it yesterday. I tried to put an order at Starbucks and they're not accepting orders. And I'm like, okay, well, we don't have time to go
sit
in line.
They must be so busy.
Yeah. So finally I got a little break in the show. I run because of Starbucks literally right next door to here. I run down there. There's nobody in the place.
Except six employees.
Six employees are standing around.
They're not trying to bother with our bad moods. Okay, what do you do to turn a frown upside down? Talk to a friend. Smile and look at yourself in the mirror. I do that all the time. And I actually did that when we started arguing.
You know what
I was like,
you
don't
do,
Dana?
You start the coffee, okay?
Spend time with a pet and go for a run.
There it is.
And start the coffee with National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off with the man himself, or the duck himself, Donald Duck Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Old school. Do yourself a favor. Today on YouTube, pull up Donald Duck cartoons and watch them with your kiddos.
Ooh, he made his first appearance in 1934.
Woo!
All right, we also have a National Betty Day. This is celebrating everybody with the name Betty.
Oh, Betty Boop, Betty White.
Betty Page.
Betty Crocker.
Betty Crocker.
And we'll wrap it up on National Earl Day. This is also celebrating anybody with the name Earl. It's a real thing.
Earl. All I think about is Earl, and this is not even like...
This makes me think of a hillbilly.
You guys didn't know any Earls?
Automatic!
I don't know any Earls.
I knew two Earls. Well, I knew of one Earl.
Earl Campbell.
Okay,
I know
Campbell.
The Dixie Chicks killed Earl.
Oh, man. Okay.
And there goes back to my whole hillbilly thing.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
DJ Automatic describes this next conversation we're going to have as a wake-up moment. Do you behave differently, men, now that you're in a relationship with your woman? It's what guys think. And Anthony A. noted this earlier today.
Automatic, though, you need to be an independent man, dude. This is what I'm pulling from the story, honestly, though, as I'm worried for you that you're not able to make coffee in your own castle. In your own castle, dude.
That's a true story, man.
Well, I came up with three things that I used to do for myself, but now my wife does for me.
You're 100% dependent on me.
Yes, when I was single, I used to take care of my clothes by taking them to get washed.
Oh.
I would take them to the laundromat and have the lady, wash, fold them. Now my wife does it for me.
Oh,
and if she doesn't do it, then I'll have clean clothes.
He will complain to me about not having his newer underwear before he'll hand wash them or do something for him.
I don't know how to turn on the washing machine.
Oh my God, let's go. I'm
oh
so
my
proud.
Gosh, I forgot. It's a new washing machine. You really
never used it one time.
What?
Oh my gosh.
That, I mean, I don't know if that's sad or impressive.
The next thing, food/coffee.
Oh.
My wife cooks for me all the time, and you would think that I would cook more often because my mom didn't really cook for me growing
up. Yeah, dude, you used to be able to get down, don't you?
Yeah, and or I would always just go out to eat, and I never drank coffee before, Dana. So
I know you don't really cook that much because every time you do cook, it's a celebration. Like Dana's
it really is. Well, the only part that's not worth celebrating is cleaning up after his mess when he cooks. But I actually posted that on Instagram. When I met Automatic, Anthony.
Well, I used to live alone. I had to cook.
Nah, but when I would go visit him, he would show out a little bit. He would make these papas con carne burritos. They're potato and meat burritos.
Ooh.
With a Sadie salsa on top. Man, let me tell you, they were so good. I ain't seen one of those since he put a ring on my finger.
Come on.
My spaghetti was busting, dude. And the last thing, I mean, I'm just going to say it. My cleanliness is all up to my wife at this point. And I'm talking about my body and my house.
I have to remind him to take a shower.
No, that's not true. I take a shower every single day.
But I have to force
you. Have to remind me to do my skin regimen.
Okay, there you go, dude.
So I would probably never have a skin regimen if I didn't have a wife.
Damn, dude. Do you even set an alarm clock or no?
No, my wife wakes me up.
Rise and shine.
He don't even wake himself up.
My mom didn't even do all this stuff for me. You marry a Mexican woman and she takes over your life.
And you love it.
I do.
What do you thoroughly depend on your partner for? Call us right now or send me a voice message at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Collectively, marriage therapists all over the country are revealing the number one complaint women have about their partner. In case you missed it, this one's big. I can't wait to share it with you. We have put together three stories you need to know. Your timeline moves too quickly, so we're doing it for you. DJ Automatic, what'd you find?
I got a question for you guys. Okay. How would you like to get your full paycheck but only work 4 days a week?
Ooh. All day.
Well, they're trying it across the pond in the UK. More than 3,000 workers across dozens of companies are getting Fridays off. Companies in education, banking, IT, marketing, retail, and hospitality are participating in this trial program. Workers will get 100% of their pay for 80% of their time, but they can't slack off. They need to have 100% output.
I know 100 that Microsoft, they tested this, and productivity went up, and workers' mental health was better. I mean, their sales went up.
Typically, a work week for an average person, what, 40 hours a week, right?
Yeah.
So I'm more pro 4 10s than I am like 8 5s.
Me too. I think having that 3 day weekend gives you actual time to recover.
Mm.
Well, and then you're more creative. If you're exhausted and tired mentally, it stifles your ability to communicate and it stifles the creativity, right?
Facts,
you don't want to do anything.
Do you really think, though, in American society we could do that? Because America's always work, 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 and Europe's different.
No, hell, dude, if you're asking me to take a break, one thing Americans can do is take a day off. So that is for sure. All right.
I'm down, and I think if it works across the pond, they can work here in a good old USA, too.
All right. In case you missed it, a new survey finds out that 40% of Americans think summer is the best time to be outdoors. So, of course, that means 60% of Americans think that summer is the hardest time to dress and the worst time to be outside.
That's because we're fat. Because in winter, I can wear a big sweatshirt, and in summer, it's like, oh, armpit sweat.
I hate summer because you only can wear t-shirts and shorts, and if you ain't in shape, it doesn't look good.
Especially those clingy t-shirts. Do you know what I'm talking about? Oh, my God. Gross. Or gray t-shirts.
Nothing more embarrassing than being the guy in the pool with the shirt on.
Oh, it's always the worst.
When they stick to the moves.
Yeah.
When you get out of the pool, you see the
But shout out to my homies doing it. Shout out to my homies doing it. Embrace that, dog.
You got
to
do what you got to do.
All right. So in case you missed it, marriage therapists across the country collectively say 60% of the people who come in to talk to them can't stand that their men wait for them to tell them what to do. Thank you very much. Women say, he won't throw the trash unless I tell him. He won't pick up the clothes unless I tell him. In fact, women also say 80% of the time they have to make the plans to go out or do anything. Take charge, men. Your women want you to be the leader.
But half the time, that's why my homies get married, is so their wife can make decisions.
I mean, anybody who's in a real marriage knows that the wife is the boss.
Yeah.
But it's not about being the boss. I think it's an equal partnership, right? 100%, 100%. I love that you're the man of the house. I don't necessarily love
that. No. Because if I suggest doing these things, like, hey, let's go do this, you shoot it down because you'd rather do this. And as far as like picking up clothes and doing, you know, the trash and all that.
I'm not your mom.
I don't want to do those things. So of course you're going to have to ask me for it. So I'm sorry.
But you don't have to ask me to wash your clothes. You don't have to ask me
sometimes
to clean the toilet. You don't have to ask me to keep our shower clean. I just do them because I
love
you. I
clean the shower.
Because you feel like sometimes the automatic, if you do them the wrong way, you'll get more of a scolding than if you just didn't do it at all.
Exactly.
That's not even true.
Oh, bullshit.
Men take charge. Marriage therapists say women are tired of telling you what to do.
All right, well, women be kinder to
your men.
What
would you do with your day if you couldn't tell me what to do?
Oh, my gosh. I want to share this study with you now at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are back together again, making a movie very much like the one they did the first time, Good Will Hunting. If your man or you're a sneakerhead, turn your radio up. Big news right now. Daily Dirt to Best Gossip brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
Johnny Depp celebrating his birthday today. Hey. Shout out to him, man, for everything he's accomplished.
How do you think he's celebrating today?
Oh, I just hope it's clean sheets. And we got Natalie Portman also celebrating her birthday.
All right, so I'm going to start off by talking about Kanye West and Chaney Jones. They're no longer exclusive, although, you know, yesterday he had his birthday. She was wishing him a happy birthday, saying, I love you. But he's been out with a new model. Her name is Monica Corgan. She's cute.
Damn,
she's cute. And she's younger than Chaney. She's a white lady, blonde, blue-eyed. Kanye ain't got a type. Oh, well, I guess his type is model. Go check the photo at Dana Cortez on Instagram. She's not a model, but she looks like one. Now we're going to talk about Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan. Of course, they announced that they're no longer together this past weekend, which broke my heart. Because when they hit a year, I was like, oh, this is it. But according to sources close to the couple, when he bought a house and made it clear he wanted to propose, she let him know, I just turned 25. I'm not ready. Michael B. Jordan is 35. But now her mother is posting, you know, some sub messages on Instagram that she wishes they were together again. Because he's a good man.
What is Steve Harvey saying, though?
He's going to let his daughter do whatever. He says he supports his kids and he supports Lori Harvey. She doesn't need a man, but she loves him. She's just not ready to be married. Why doesn't he wait for her like Jay-Z waited for Beyonce?
Because she's probably going to go back to Future.
Yeah,
no,
dude.
She's not.
Laura Harvey is not Beyonce. That's why. That's clear cut.
All right, and then finally, Good Will Hunting is a classic movie.
How do you like them, man?
And Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are back. You know they wrote that screenplay? Same thing for the new movie they're both filming right now. It's called Sonny and Phil. It's about Phil Knight, the beginning of Nike, and a little-known shoe salesman named Sonny Vaccaro that helped the company secure Michael Jordan.
I'm here for it. I'm here for the Nike story.
Well, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, and I'm going to talk to my ladies right now. When you wanted me to watch that Lakers Netflix,
Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty.
I didn't want to do it. Oh, my gosh. It's one of the best shows I've ever watched. So I'm ready to go see this in theaters.
I don't know if I'm ready for Hypebeast Ben Affleck.
Oh, you're ready for it. Come on.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It seems like every day here behind the scenes, we're talking about grocery prices and gas prices. There is one food item that has not gone up, and it's actually good, and you can make multiple meals out of it. So I got big news in food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Friday's Eve. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
I'm so excited about the first hashtag. Katia Escarrete, born in Jalisco, Mexico, came to the U.S. at age 7, spent her high school and college years working at McDonald's to support her family through the entire thing. Now at age 26, she's graduated from UCLA with a degree in engineering, received her master's from Johns Hopkins University in electrical engineering, and she's the first Mexican woman that flew to space.
Hey, I know.
It just happened. Astronaut. She was on the Blue Origin rocket, the one funded by Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
She says since age 7, since she moved to the U.S., she's dreamed of going to space, and she struggled with language, but math is universal, so she put all of her effort into math, and the rest is history.
There you go, dude. And if you think about it, you know, she worked to McDonald's throughout high school. So kind of America's obesity problem was the reason why she got to space. So congratulations. Shout out to us. Doing our job.
Don't
doing our part, America.
Don't blame McDonald's for the lack of accountability.
I'm not blaming everybody, any. This is not a blame. This is a thank you. This is look what we did, guys. All those meals I ordered, I feel like I'm part of this.
You are. You know what? All the double cheeseburgers, we did it.
That's
she
right.
goes by Kat Ezcarrete. If you want to cry a little bit, go to at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'm going to post a video. Every time I watch it, her face when she's up there, oh my gosh, she just says, I've been dreaming of this since she was, you know, 7 years old.
I'm
what an amazing
her when I get my next McFlurry.
Now let's move on to food news. One item that has remained the same price, and it's actually delicious, is a rotisserie chicken.
Oh.
Have you noticed that you go to Walmart?
Yes.
Walmart, Costco, local grocery stores, and the reason is that these stores purchase the chickens in mass quantities. They throw them in a rotisserie in a bag, and they're actually a way to lure customers into the store. Now, you don't just have to eat pieces of chicken. You can make tacos. You can make chicken spaghetti. You can make multiple things from rotisserie chickens.
Those are all things we make at our house
we
with
make,
rotisserie chickens.
Yeah, I can make a meal out of rotisserie
chicken.
My mom
chicken, used to use it for the enchiladas.
Enchiladas. Mm. I use it for green chile chicken enchiladas. Come on, man. Ooh. All right, shout out to the rotisserie chicken. National Day, Anthony.
We'll start with National Earl Day. Shout out to all the Earls out there, yo. And rest in power, Earl Simmons, DMX.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's a good Earl right
dude,
there.
That's one of the best Earls. I knew another guy named Earl Simmons, too, and I played football with him. And he was a white guy, right? And we had the Chicano principal. And at one time, he tried introducing him. He goes, Earl Simmons.
No,
and we go, no, dude, it's just Earl Simmons. It's just Earl Simmons.
They used to call me Merritt Rilando.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
All right, so turn your radio up for this. Smelling your partner's farts will make you live longer. Take it in.
You're going to be alive forever.
I am. DJ Automatic lets me have it at least once a night.
Okay, they're married. They're married. It's not coworkers. Just
I'm
not
talking about farts.
I know, yeah.
Scientists found that exposure to the gases can stave off mitochondrial damage, a cause for multiple health problems, from cancer to heart disease. This foul-smelling hydrogen sulfide, which smells like rotten eggs, naturally produced in the body, could in fact be a health care hero. So instead of complaining, ladies, the next time your hubby or boyfriend puts you inside a Dutch oven, thank him.
Oh.
He could possibly be saving your life.
I do it for the love, Dana.
Oh my God.
Dana Cortez, do you remember the first time DJ Automatic farted in front of you?
Yes. But does he remember the first time I farted in front of him?
Oh, no, Dana.
That's when our love was proven right there. No,
Dana's farts stink more than mine do.
Oh, my God. Love will make you do some crazy things. Inhaling some farts and traveling 4,000 miles for a Tinder date.
Oh, what?
Yo, a man in Scotland traveled 4,000 miles to meet his love in Chicago. They had previously met on Tinder when she was using a Tinder passport feature to scope out Scottish men. So this dude went all the way from Scotland to Chicago. I hope she played him a little Dirk music when he arrived.
Oh, my God. How far have you traveled for a date?
Dude, what's the I think the distance from Albuquerque, New Mexico to Denver, Colorado for sure.
That's five hours.
That's what I've done for a blind date. A chick I met online, come down to find out I was too short for her.
How tall are you, Anthony?
I'm 5'11", but dude, that's like, you know, 6'4 to brown men. But
this 26-year-old woman had no problem finding a date. Actually, she started getting a bunch of creepy friend requests after listing her air fryer on eBay.
Oh, what?
An air fryer?
Yeah.
Got her dates?
Yeah, what? And then she realized she accidentally included a topless picture of herself.
No!
With her Ninja Food Max.
Not safe for work photos to sell the air fryer. I see what you're doing, lady.
So she said she took it the day before she started dieting and must have tapped it when by mistake and uploaded it. It didn't help that the description said it's been previously used.
No,
someone offered her $1,200 for the air fryer and the picture.
Hey, so somebody appreciated the before picture. Don't worry about the after, lady. Obviously, you look fine just the way you are.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Here inside the Dana Cortez Show, DJ Automatic and Dana Cortez are not afraid to give us the insight on their marriage.
Yeah.
And earlier, DJ Automatic was listing off a few things that he depends on Dana for. So what we're going to find out right now, is DJ Automatic too dependent on his wife? All right, welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. Automatic, you're not alone, though.
No.
Every man.
I've become dependent on my wife. I used to be an independent man.
Strong, independent man.
Who did everything on my own.
Laundry.
Yeah, lived by myself. Own laundry, own food, paid all the bills, did everything, took care of my life.
The one thing I am jealous of you for, though, is the fact that you have a human alarm clock.
I do.
You don't have to wake up from that annoying iPhone sound.
No, my wife wakes me up with the sound of her banging on stuff.
But that, come on, I mean, there's something there. At least you know there's a person on the other end, dude. If I don't charge my phone, guess what, bro? I'm not making it into work because my phone will die.
We've gone through this a couple times.
It's happened here on the show before where it goes, Anthony's not answering. No, he just went too hard last night.
Exactly.
DJ Automatic, what are a few things that you depend on your wife for? Break them down to me, man.
First thing, clean clothes.
Ooh.
I used to take them to get them done, but now my wife does all my laundry. I don't even know how to turn on the damn washing machine.
Wow, that is levels of dad right there. Look at that, baby. Look at that.
The next thing is food. I used to cook. I used to be able to make a couple good dishes, or I would just go out to eat all the time.
But pre your wife, what was your vegetable intake?
I would go get salads all the time.
Oh, okay.
To be honest, I ate healthier before I was with my wife.
Really?
And so, you know what? The pictures will prove it because I was thinner. And the last one is I definitely rely on my wife to be more clean. Because
yeah.
I used to hire a maid to come clean my house, and now I'm married to my
wife. As a person who shares a workspace with you, you are messy, dude. You are a messy guy.
I'm an extremely messy guy. Do you know what it is? It's because I have a scattered brain.
Okay.
And so I need to have scattered things all over.
I've come to appreciate it. I only got to work with you for like 8 hours a day, so it don't really bother me that much.
My stuff is creeping to the side of you.
We definitely do have like a Jim and Dwight office relationship type of vibe going on here in the studio. But DJ Automatic, all those things that you depend on for your wife, those are normal husband things, all right? So what I'm going to do right now is give you a little love quiz brought to you by the people at Bustle.com, and we're going to find out if you're too dependent, okay?
Okay.
DJ Automatic, do you have time to hang out with your family and friends?
I don't really have friends.
Okay. Hey, Automatic, do you do anything alone by yourself at all? Anything? Anything?
Smoke weed?
Okay. I knew that was going to be the answer. Okay. I don't think this is... You have... Is your relationship the only source of happiness?
No. Hell no. Sometimes it's my biggest grief.
That's going to be the next thing, is that your relationship gives you anxiety.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, we could talk about the time where I had to go to the hospital for that, but...
Oh, my God. And the final thing is, DJ Automatic, do you feel good about yourself?
Most of the time, yeah.
Okay, all right. Let me know, are you like my man DJ Automatic and too dependent on your significant other?
This mist just made me realize that if Dane ever leaves me, I'm screwed.
I got you, dude. I got you. I'll do it. I'll do our laundry, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I think part of that WTF, Anthony, when you said that man traveled 4,000 miles for a date.
He was hard up.
I don't know if he was hard up or he really liked that person. Haven't you ever done something crazy?
I'm not traveling across the world to go on a date.
If you like that person, you might.
No.
You've done some crazy things for girls. You wore purple tight pants, DJ Automatic. Don't lie.
That has
what?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Okay.
And that's all hearsay, okay? That's all hearsay.
Everybody's purple pants now, dude.
No, this is according to my brothers, and it's not true.
No, it's true.
Okay.
One day I was at Automatic's parents' house, and I asked him to do something. He's like, whatever, Dana. And Matt was like, you should listen to her. She's your wife. At least she's not making you wear tight purple pants. And he told me about Otto's girlfriend that bought him some like European style prince looking pants, and Otto wore them for her.
Dude, that's what's up. Yeah.
Looks like a player, like a pimp. Call me Iceberg Otto.
What's the craziest thing you ever did for someone you love? At Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. Send us a DM. Here's more to podcast.